It's 98.3 The Snake, or the classic rock station. You know, we'd love to have local musicians come on the show, and I have one on the phone with me, Amy Trail, originally from Jerome, Idaho. Is that true?
Yes, the booming metropolis of Jerome, Idaho.
That's so funny. You know, I live in Jerome, and that's awesome. And you know, I've never been to, you're from Jerome, but currently you're in New Orleans, right?
Right. Yeah, I lived in Jerome until I was about 18, moved to Twin Falls, did 2 years at CSI, and then transferred down to New Orleans in 2001. So I've been living in New Orleans for about 12 years now.
Very cool.
But I definitely call Jerome my home.
And it rhymes. So from Jerome to New Orleans, how did that happen?
Well, during the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a real thriving jazz kind of community in Twin Falls. And I had always been really interested in singing and playing jazz, and had played in the CSI big band and a couple of combos. And when I was looking for a place to finish out my bachelor's degree, there was very few colleges in America to get an actual jazz studies degree, and New Orleans happened to be one of places where I could do that. So and it was actually affordable.
Wow.
So that's why I transferred down to New Orleans and ended up getting a scholarship, and I've just been there since, and I love it.
Cool. Very nice. Well,
jazz.
Well, I'm originally from the South, not in Florida, so sort of the South. So I understand.
Okay.
And there's something. Have you fallen in love with the South? I would assume you kind of fall in love with that whole just the feel and the sound and the smells and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Yeah, I love the food, people. I love the lack of snow.
Yeah, even when the people are a little angry.
I tell you what, I do miss the space in the mountains. That's what I miss about Idaho the most.
It is quite breathtaking. I've been here about 4 years, and I still find myself staring at the mountains and being like, oh, I should be staring at the road while I'm driving. So
right.
It's
you know,
pretty amazing.
Growing up in Idaho, we completely take it for granted how breathtakingly beautiful it is here. And it's just everywhere you look, it's just a picture postcard. So
definitely. And
don't forget how beautiful Idaho is, Idahoans.
Yeah, definitely look around and definitely enjoy. Okay, so originally from Jerome, then you moved to New Orleans, mm-hmm. and word is you're back in town for First Friday at Rudy's. Is that true?
Right, yeah. I haven't actually had a performance in Idaho since about, 12 or 13 years ago, back
wow.
when Mugger's Brew Pub was still in operations. If our hometown folks will remember Mugger's if they're of a certain age, and we used to play there all the time. But yeah, so this will be my first gig in Twin Falls area for over a decade.
Nice. That happens tonight, First Friday, over at Rudy's, 6 p.m. until 9. You can check out Amy Trail. And, you know, you've actually made some music downloads available online, 983thesnake.com. You can check them out. And speaking of your music and your hometown, word is you're working on a new album, and it's really all about Idaho. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, this whole region of the country, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, there's not really been a definitive sound that has ever come out of this area. You know, the closest thing we have was, of course, you know, grunge in Seattle and the
right.
LA scene. And so what I'm trying to do with this new album is kind of incorporate, you know, all of my childhood experiences of being on a cattle ranch and being in the mountains and experiencing Idaho into kind of a sonic envelope, I guess. And I'm trying to actually create an Idaho sound with this next album, and all the songs are about my experiences in Idaho. And if I had to classify it, or if I had to describe it rather,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, desert music, country music, but not country western music, just music of the country, of being out
mm-hmm.
outdoors and out in open spaces. And so I'm trying to do that. You know, who knows if I'll actually accomplish my goal, but
no, you will. You have to say you will, and then you will. So
I will accomplish my goal.
All right, there you go. Got it. And definitely check out more about Amy Trail, amytrail.com, and go and see her. I bet you got a lot of friends back here that they'll be pretty surprised and really happy to hear you're following your dream.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. Growing up in this region, it's hard to you know, not in a negative sense, but it's kind of hard to escape this area because it is so rural, and we don't, you know, when I lived here, we didn't have a lot of access to, you know, musical culture and culture in general besides what was already here. You know, of course, there's a wonderful and deep culture already present, but so, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to go back there and kind of bring my experiences back to, you know, my homeland, so to
speak. Well, speaking of that, when, you know, people listening, maybe they're younger, maybe they're older, maybe they just have a dream to follow and they love music and they've been here their whole lives. And, you know, you were born here in Idaho and then you left. You did it. How do you have any advice for people who want to do that, who want to follow their dream? And maybe it's not here in Idaho. Maybe they got to leave the nest. Do you have any advice?
My advice is, in my experience, Idaho people are some of the most capable, intelligent, and hardworking people in the country. So I found if you bring that work ethic to just about anywhere you go, you will definitely move yourself forward in life. You know, we have a really good public education system. We're polite and we work hard. So if you just take a chance on yourself, basically anywhere in the country, you can succeed, and that's what I found. All my Idaho friends who have left have become great successes, so.
Nice.
So
very
if
cool.
You want to leave, yeah.
Just do it.
If you want to leave, do it, and just go for it. The sooner the better, you know, as far as age goes, you know.
Right.
But don't forget Idaho. Bring it back, you know, when you can. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Right. Nice. Cool. Well, you guys can see her in action this Friday over at Rudy's First Friday, 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And please download some of her music and you can be singing along right with her. That's Amy Trail. Find out more about her, amytrail.com.
Come on down. Come see me. And I'd love to meet anybody. And I love the idea of the free download because I just would like people to have access to my music without having to pay for it. So
I like that.
Do it.